Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Can the Hoosiers and Boilermakers play basketball against each other every year? Well, the Big Ten Conference is trying to make that happen. That's the good news, as the men's matchups for the basketball season came out officially on Monday. Heck, we already knew who they were. But the biggest story about those matchups were that Indiana and Purdue would not be playing home and home this season. Sorry about the Purdue fans, but at least the Indiana fans know the Boilermakers are heading to Bloomington. That's the good news. The dates and times for these games haven't been announced. This is the third time in 5 years that Indiana and Purdue aren't playing each other, twice on the schedule. And if you talk about rivalries, traditions, and history, well, you don't get any better in basketball than Indiana and Purdue. Heck, they've already protected the football rivalry, and they're not even in the same division. The rivalry is the rivalry. It shouldn't matter about who's great now or who's great then, but in basketball, that is the case. That is the supporting evidence. It says these two teams have won the most titles in the Big Ten, and we hope the time is coming soon that the league will put it together. The Big Ten athletic directors have agreed to have the schedule makers closely examine protecting the rivalries in basketball. It sounds like a no-brainer to me. You have to give the fans what they want. It's good to know that the athletic directors are putting pressure on the league to make sure this happens. And it won't be this coming season. We know that schedule's already out, but maybe the one afterwards. And again, who doesn't want these games to take place? That's not the point. Everybody wants these games to take place. Maybe everybody doesn't have a traditional rival. Well, that should make their job easier. Well, you only have to protect some who want to be protected. Having the athletic directors and the conference talk about protecting rivalries is better than hearing nothing at all. I will give them that. Reds on the radio tonight, pregame in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Even though today is football media day, we've got plenty of basketball news, and both our reports today focus on IU basketball. The men's schedule announced earlier in our reports, and now the women's schedule is ready to go as well for the 2017-18 season. Unlike the men, Terry Moore and Hoosiers will play their chief rival, the Purdue Boilermakers, twice. The women will host Illinois, Michigan State, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, along with the Boilermakers at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. On the road, the Hoosiers will find themselves in Iowa City with the Hawkeyes, College Park with the Maryland Terrapins, Ann Arbor with the Wolverines of Michigan, East Lansing with Michigan State, Minneapolis, St. Paul with Minnesota, Ohio State in Columbus, and Penn State in Happy Valley, along with their trip to West Lafayette. Home and home matchups, just three of them. Purdue is one. Michigan State and Ohio State round out the home and home season. The Hoosiers were 10-6 last year in conference play and took the number 4 seed in the Big Ten postseason tournament. They return seniors Amanda Cahill and Tyra Buss as Terry Morin enters her third season in charge of the Cream and Crimson. And their season gets off to a start tomorrow as they head to Italy for a preseason tour to get ready for the 2017-2018 season. Also, Tyra Buss is trying out for the U23 national team in Japan. For the first day of August, that's busy basketball news for the Indiana Hoosiers. For ticketing and schedule information, head to iuhoosiers.com. Reds return to the radio tonight. They're in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. Right-hander Homer Bailey gets the call for the Kings of the Ohio. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7 p.m., with first pitch following shortly thereafter. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.